It's not. It's the hour. You're ready.
Where is everybody?
There's hardly anybody beyond the city council meeting. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, there was nobody here.
Yeah. You were the chair, right?
Yeah. I was all alone.
There wasn't anybody here hardly last month either, so.
Yeah.
She's got going on.
She's pretty busy, right?
There's a lot going on up there. Yeah. All right, we ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We'll call the Yam Hill Water Advisory Committee meeting to order. Get a roll call, please.
Phillips here.
Walker here.
Jensen here. We got Paul online.
John. Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
We got you, Paul. Thank you.
All right.
Any public comment?
Yeah, Penny. It's just a question. So I was reading the rates from 2016 to current, and I'm a little unclear as to why residential three-quarter and commercial three-quarter. I'm assuming that's commercial. The COMM, is that commercial?
Yeah.
Why? Well, and then it goes down to also the 1-inch. Why the commercial three-quarter and the, I'm assuming it's commercial 1-inch, are less, actually they're all less, 1.5-inch, is less than residential.
Just might help me. I believe that that is just the base rate, and then they pay per gallon of water. They're not on the 4,000 gallon allotment like the residential is.
Do you want me to go check with Kim and
verify? Yeah, so
they're probably like the districts are paying for every gallon they use versus a base rate.
Yes, so the cost in the end is more.
So, and I'll just use the 2022 so the 3283 is what?
That would,
for the commercial?
That would just be their meter. That would be their base monthly meter.
Oh, okay.
Fee.
Okay, and then they pay a per 1,000 gallon.
For every gallon that runs through that meter, they pay for.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just didn't That's quite understand that.
Where the residential is the 4,000 gallon.
Right, okay. So okay, that clears that up. That's all I needed.
I will double check. But that's my understanding of that.
Okay.
But that's different. Anything else or public comment?
No, that's it for me.
Thanks, Patty. I don't have the minutes from last time, so I know they're all online, and I don't think anybody's had time to.
I don't worry about the internet from last meeting.
Just convert them over. They've been like to read them there.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Small and aye.
All right. And aye. Right. Just kind of review some of the old business we have, things that are still on here. I don't know if we have any updates on the log jam where we're at.
John can speak to that because we spoke briefly last week in regards to.
So as Jason mentioned, we talked last week, and it's on my list to reach out to HBH, the consultant for the subdivision, and see where they're at with contemplating design for that logjam project and if they're prepared to take it on. So I didn't get a chance to get to that last week, but I'll make sure to get that resolved before the next meeting here.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll come back to Sharon and see where we're at on grants. You got anything, Jason?
On the grants? No, I don't. I know we're working on a sidewalk improvement grant right now, but that's with NKS and Sharon and myself. So that's all we have on that.
That's just sidewalks. Yeah. We still haven't seen the money from the Merkley money.
Not that I know of.
City of Hillsboro, we got the letter of intent. We're still on track forward. I don't know what our next step is there.
Not quite sure either. I mean, set the letter of intent. They did send back, I think I touched base on this last meeting, was they had some good curiosity in our 1.6 million gallon reservoir project. After that, kind of fell off the map, to be honest with you, with what was going on with them. So that was the last thing we heard from them.
That would be a good assignment for the new city administrator.
Yeah, I mean, I could even check in with them just to see. I mean,
what happened?
The city of Hillsboro.
Oh, the secondary water supply.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send an email to the people?
I think so. I mean, just so we can touch base with
them. Yeah, we just need to follow up, kind of keep that moving forward.
So the city of Macwater and Light have asked a couple times through the grapevine type of deal if we're still doing anything or have any interest, and I'm thinking that we probably should send them something that says something.
I agree.
That's
a good idea.
I'll do that. Something that says, you know, we're still, I mean, and that's what Jamie that works at Macwater and I said, you know, it's not that we're ignoring them. It's just in all reality, we don't have any money to do anything with right now anyway. So it's just, we're just still in the research.
Yeah. Just gathering information. But you want to take that on, Chase?
Yeah, that's
just
a problem.
I
respect for all their time.
So. Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of knowledge there. You don't want to lose that walking knowledge.
Did you want to know about the commercial rate?
Yeah, are we on track?
What Kim said was is that they're charged. If you look in the highlighted column under 2022 in the 9.1, there's a 3283 and a 3582. So the 3283 is this month, the 3582 will be next month. Commercial users are charged that charge, plus they're charged for every single gallon that goes through their meter.
Okay.
So that's what you guys said, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the per gallon rate. This $3 down here on the bottom, it says per gallon. So they'll be paying $4.71 and then $5.14.
Which nicely, yeah.
Okay. We get a hell of a deal. they're $1 less per gallon than we are.
Did you have any updates shared on the Merkley grant or?
The Congressville grant, they sent me an email. They're doing a webinar, I guess, because the whole process is very intricate. They're doing a webinar, being a federal, they're doing a webinar to let us know how we go about proceeding from this point since we've been awarded. So I believe the webinar is on September 8th. I'll be attending that. So we have been contacted, but we're doing the webinar to go through and figure out how they do the process.
They moving all that to FEMA Go? Or
I'm not sure.
I think they're going to move all their grants, their awards to FEMA Go.
Yeah, I have to go through the webinar and find out.
They use the Fireside as a guinea pig for that new software, and their plan was to move everything to that. So. Okay.
So I find out here at the beginning of September.
Okay. Leak detection, conservation.
So on the leak detection aspect, like we touched on last meeting, we had Dan's leak detection come out and kind of do a survey of everything from the water plant to the reservoir, kind of give us some more insight of how to attack that. We were kind of one step ahead in that process. We used OAW's knowledge and put in the 2 meters up of the reservoir so we can isolate valves. Our major valves down, 200, 300 yards from the water plant to start detecting how much loss we have in between those 2 points. It's a real simple process and it seemed to be successful. So,
yeah. So, have you put the meters in then?
Yeah, they're in.
They're doing their job, figuring out what you're
fully doing. Installed. And all we have to do is isolate a valve and then we can tell right away. We can't tell when everything's running.
Yeah.
But once we isolate, then we can see if we're having loss or if we have any leaks. One was in Jerome Smith's field out there. So just an air relief valve is like 10 gallons per minute, I want to say. We shut it down so we can work on it this week. It's working.
Good.
That was with his help.
Yeah. Then we did contract for the conservation.
So we're working on the rate study right now. The conservation we put on the back burner just to catch up with our rate study for moving forward after 2022.
Okay.
Sorry, Brian, I'll go back to that rate study. So we have agreed to the terms with OAWU, so that's going to be happening real shortly here. So just give everybody kind of a heads up on that. That's what the rate story.
That was one of our recommendations to council a month ago. That stuff's starting to move forward. That's good. Treatment plant discharge meter, that's been fixed.
That's been fixed. Yep.
Yeah, so we can take that off. Usage reports.
I'm still working with Kyle to get those kind of dialed in, but he should be having those. I mean, he should have those last month, to be honest.
Now, do you ever get that last district contract?
It's not a water district.
It's not a water district.
No. So you've got all the water district contracts you guys have.
Can I make a comment in regards to that? Is that the same one that I asked you for, Sharon? The district contract?
I think so. And I think I was having to check to see if I could release that because it wasn't a water district.
And I should have brought it, but I have a list that I'm assuming came from here with all the districts on it. And I can't think of the name of it now, but he's on the list.
Yeah, it was grouped that way for billing purposes.
Oh.
Not like, because it I believe it's the same rate structure. We have to ask him to verify that. She does the utility billing, but I believe it's the same rate structure. So it was grouped as a billing thing, not as a, like actual water districts.
Oh, because there's like 6 people on that, mm-hmm. in that group. If you want to call it that,
it's a user agreement. It's not a.
And oh, okay.
We do have other user agreements that have more than one connection.
Okay.
I think the district contracts, kind of review of those, probably we need to wait till we get to rate study and really see where we're at. Was going to look at equipment and maintenance standards. We talked about that at one time, trying to get parts and pieces kind of the same inside and outside, so that way if something broke, there would maybe be quicker access to parts.
I know it's probably hard for the outside districts to comply to a standard. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody's got a different type of some sort. I mean, I don't know where any of them are all the same as far as what they're. And we have half of our line is different than the other one. I mean, it's newer. But basically, we used to come down and get a clamp. To fix a leak without having, you know, but I think we've maybe gotten some of that stuff.
Okay.
You know, but that's as far as the parts and pieces goes. I know with my looking at the meter program, the company that you're dealing with, well, my price is the same as the city of Yamhill. So it wouldn't save me any money to go through the hassle of you buying them and I buy them from you. So that part doesn't really, having the information like you gave me the other day was very helpful for the leak detection and the, you know, and stuff. So, and then I also reached out to the OAW, wherever they are. So
maybe instead of, maybe we just develop like a resource.
I will say going to just cities like maintenance standards now, we are going away from copper. So that's a big thing. We're going to a more of a PEX style that's more universal that we can grab from pretty much anywhere.
It's easier to use.
It's quicker. It's more universal. I mean, it's so that's one of those changes that we've made, and we've made sure that it adapts to what pieces and parts we have in our system right now, as far as it's a copper attachment to a kind of a PEX line in a sense. So, and that's came in handy several times now. It's like Kathy said, it's so much quicker and easier to use. So,
So isn't the copper lines, most of that's just like inside houses type of deal? Or do you see it out some of your stuff?
We see it a lot.
Because most of ours, unless it's a copper, most of ours is a stupid old iron, rusty, cracking looking on the outside. But I know there's some copper in some houses. But.
Yeah, we went to that polyester PEX style. I was real reluctant at first just because I'd heard things like most of the parts and pieces, it wasn't the line itself, were eroding away or, you know, but we got some confirmation from Ferguson that this stuff will last a lifetime. We're going to back it 100%. So started using it, and so far it's been really good.
I could say, I said down the road, maybe just developing like a resource guide, you know, but.
And I wonder if some of the other districts know about the Apex stuff, because the only reason I knew about it is because they used it out there when he was putting all his stuff in. Someone came up with, HP pipe came up and said, you need to use some of this because it bends around.
Oh, yeah, it's so pliable.
Since you don't have to cut, make an elbow.
Yeah, maybe that's something we could put on our website and say that, hey, the city's gone to this. And
it works really good.
It's been a great awesome. Yeah,
I said it. We just built like a resource guide of, you know, this is what the city's gone to, pros, cons, whatever. Mm-hmm. That way, if the outside districts have an issue.
Yeah, you know, and on top of that, I'd always be willing to give out our vendor's number, Brian at Ferguson. He's been phenomenal with fixing hydrants with us in town and getting us parts and pieces. So. He's real quick about getting back to us. So.
Yeah, I did
put that number in there too.
Having the reference point to go to is very helpful from a reliable source.
Yes.
Not internet searching and come up with
name. I hear it. I've done some of that
mistake. We'll put that down as a work in progress. We can work on that. Water rates, that's we're doing the rate study, so that's ongoing.
So does that, anybody know when will that be done, the rate study? Any idea?
They're going to... Tim just got back to me, got back from Seaside. We agreed to the contract. I would like to say that, and this is just a guesstimation, it should be done by November. That's just a guesstimation.
We're probably
a couple months, few months out.
60, 90 days out, Paul.
Okay. Thank you.
One question they did ask me, which I found was kind of interesting, is if we as a city wanted to make a kind of a base rate number, where we say, okay, 3.5% every year from here on out, or
whatever. Oh, an increase in rates every
year. Or did we want to go by the CPI? And I told them, and this is my opinion, I said, we should probably go by the CPI.
I think so, because prices are fluctuating so much and so quickly.
And it cleans up our language. Instead of saying, hey, we did 3.5 because of this, this, and this, we can just say CPI indicates this is what it costs to function. So,
and they always do their rate changes in July. It'd be nice if it was in January when you weren't using so much water. It might hurt less. Yeah,
yeah. In regards to that, would that money only go to Public Works, that rate increase?
By Public Works, to our water, to our water. Yeah.
It would only go into the water. It's the only place it can be used.
Okay.
It can't be used anywhere else.
Okay. So then that way you would have a set 9 plus whatever percent or whatever it is as an ongoing fund, I'll put it that way, for whatever is needed.
I mean, some of it you got to look at too. We'll have to go to chemical increase to produce water.
Right, but it's all associated strictly with Public Works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only place that can be spent.
Actually, it's just the water part of Public Works.
Yeah, not the sewer.
Yeah, water.
Like the education week, the website and the ordinances have not been updated online yet. They're going through the government process to get that all legal so you can.
I do have to say the awareness that came up after last summer of the water issues. I had Roger Graham had another water leak right at Yam Hill Road again, same spot he had the last time, because he left the hole, didn't cover it up. Someone drove in the hole and was finding him. So, anyway, so out of that, I probably had 6 phone calls in 2 days, asking me if I knew we had a water leak. And I thought, well, I kind of got tired of it after a while. But then I thought, you know, even Don Banson, who just drive, he was working down Gielan Road, he just drove by it. He called me up, and quite a few people called.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, at least that's a good thing. Someone's paying attention.
I've seen a lot of people change their watering schedules. Instead of watering in
the
middle of the afternoon, they're doing early mornings, evenings, and you're not seeing yard sprinklers just running for hours on end.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that as crappy as it was last year, it did bring some awareness down to everybody, and they're kind of following suit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, right off the top of your head, what our total water usage per day has been?
Per day, I think we're around hovering 280. 250 to 280.
Which so is we're less than
way that. Less.
Yeah, compared to the 450 we were doing.
Yeah, I mean, we've had spikes, but on average, 250.
We had a spike, I'm sure, because I'm pretty sure Roger's meter thing was
just home.
because he had to have a bigger meter, which when we put new meters in, we're probably going to resize him back down to where he should be, because he stuck that in there. And so when he breaks his line, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
This huge water bill for a couple of days, it was $400 for last time. So it's like, well, Roger. But anyway, so the awareness thing from last summer is just great. So
I've seen a big improvement this year.
Mm-hmm. Even if they can cut it.
Impound project update, John.
Awesome.
Yep, we're working on the report to summarize, you know, what we find with trying to develop that offline reservoir there. So we'll have the full report to the group at our next month's meeting.
All right. Thank you, John. Anything else for old business? New business, public message regarding new water level restrictions. I think it's out there. I mean, it's not up on the website yet, but
yeah. It's just, you know, when it gets out there, we, you know, it's by next year, hopefully we'll have it.
Yeah. I mean, once we get through that
next spring
government process of getting it, I mean, it's passed, so it's in effect, but it's we just can't get it up into our ordinance online yet until it goes through the government hoops to bless it.
It's through Quality Code Publishing. They do the codification, which puts it into our municipal code books and then puts it to the online version. But like you said, the ordinance has been passed, those regulations.
So
it's just a matter of getting it in good display format. And I'll check and see. It's twice a year, so I'll check and see when their next update is.
Last thing we had on the list, and I talked with Jason a little bit. The 9.1%, the council did approve that. It went into effect this month or September. And as talked with Jason, purpose of that 9.1% is strictly for projects to knock off some of the things that have been sitting out here for years. So we talked about maybe we just review the CIP list, what was on there, and maybe make recommendations of.
Is that the AKS stuff?
Yep. Of what goes first and what, our thought was, as we get money there, we could start setting a time frame and put out to the public, you know, okay, with 9.1%, we know that 6 months or a year, we're going to have enough money to do project A, and just kind of put those on a time frame. That way, everybody can track it, see where we're at. I'd kind of like to review this list. I think a couple of these things maybe have been done, but I don't know. The updated water master plan, that's still needs to be done.
No, Brian, several of these have been done. So the first one, master plan.
This one's done?
Yeah. Second item, reservoirs to distribution transmission main, that's complete.
Now, the Hemlock Street, is that going to get covered with the new subdivision, John?
No, this Hemlock is for north of 240.
Oh, okay.
Up to 47.
North side. Okay. What's left on the Olive Street water improvement?
I believe south of Azalea. I'm trying to pull up the map here that goes along with this report.
So from south Azalea to 3rd Street, is that what that entails?
Correct.
So what projects on this list are going to get repaired by the subdivision? Any of them?
It would be an equivalent to Project E.
Would be done by the subdivision?
Yeah, so that 3rd Street water improvements.
Okay.
We've taken a little bit of a different approach with it, going up Hemlock up to 240, where the high school line put in a larger diameter line.
Awesome. Yep. But
that effectively that project will be addressed by the development.
Cedar Street water improvements.
That has not been done.
The water plant skate upgrade was done.
16 is up. What was included in the alternative water source?
That's the project the city got the or pursued the funding from Merkley.
So that Merkley will cover that project.
So number 13.
The Merkley will cover this study.
This
not the whole project.
The portion of it.
And it was the I'll go back there and find it. At the treatment plant to reservoirs, water main.
Yeah.
The study for that.
Sorry, that was, item 12.
12 and 13. The studies will be done by the grant.
Correct.
Not 13. 12.
No. About 13, though, right, John?
I think
13. Has to be addressed by the grant administrator because we did not apply for 13, we applied for 12. And the last I'd heard from the mayor, she wanted to proceed with 12. So if we were going to go for something different, we have to go through that with the grant administrator before proceeding, and we actually need to make sure that we get approval. Otherwise, they could pull all the funding from that grant.
John, didn't you say there was enough money in that grant to cover 12 and possibly look at the route on 13?
That was my yes. As far as the evaluation, yes, the dollars are there. Whether or not that's allowable to shift that funding over is sounds like something Sharon's been talking to the grant administrator about.
So we just need to get an answer from grant administration on that.
You have to be very careful because you provide them with a detailed description and budget, and they're going to most likely hold you to it unless they approve something else.
Yeah. Do we have any one of these projects that are priority, Jason?
Well, I mean, we do have priority, but they're way out of scope as far as cost. That's kind of why I was going through this the other day. What did I say? The Olive Street, I would like to get that as a higher priority just to finish it off since we're, you know, we're a third of the way there, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to go in this priority that they have listed here or some other way? I mean, I don't know that, I don't know what the reasoning is for the priority levels, but.
Yeah, the priority levels were just what the direction was from the Public Works Director in 2017 when this report was written.
So, do we have the opportunity to change them or do we want to, or we're just going to go pick them off as we think we have the money to do them?
Well, that was kind of my objective, was to take some of the low hanging fruit and just get rid of it, you know, like basin covers, Olive Street. I mean, some of these, I know it's, you know, costly, but see if we can start chipping away at these. I guess I should back up and say North Arch, or Large Place and water improvements, the basin covers, and then just start to work towards the larger scope ones.
So you said Olive Street's partway done.
Correct.
About two-thirds. Yeah, Patty.
So I have a question on the Large Place one. So which part of Larch Place is that?
North. So it'd be
the 240 side?
Yes.
Close to 240. So why wouldn't that be the responsibility of the school? Since that was vacated.
The line is still the city.
It's the city water line. And the city has, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they have an easement. So the city still owns the water. Even though there's water lines on the school property, they're owned by the city. So that 12-inch line that runs through the school and ties into 240, even though it's on school property,
is an easement.
It's an easement. The city owns that line and is responsible for it.
Excuse me, Chair Johnson. I have one question about the capital improvement projects and the correlation with the water master plan. If the water master plan, and maybe John knows the answer to this question, makes recommendations within it, is that, does the city have to follow that as far as the capital improvement projects, or can it make changes? Do you know how that works, John?
Yeah, so the CIP somewhat refines the master plan. So the master plan identifies all the projects the city should be doing. And then the CIP is your adopted, all right, these are the ones we're prioritizing for the city, because the water master plan has several additional projects that are really high dollar value that at the time we did this analysis were just not feasible to obtain.
So the city's not locked into what's within the water master plan, I guess, and the priorities set within the water master plan?
They run close together.
Okay.
Jason, you know how many city users we have?
Say 565.
Used to have one for city users.
I got it somewhere.
We'll take a look.
So roughly just off the city residents, we're about $3,100 a month intake for that on the 9.1%. And then you had all the other users.
Yeah, I have my list.
I don't know what that.
That's one nice thing about the rate study. They're going to go through and pinpoint every single, I mean, kind of like we have, I guess we don't have it here, every three quarter user, 1-inch user, how much revenue is going to be collected overall. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get us all that information. I know Kim could probably give you a pretty good rough estimate.
So we're probably $3,100 to $3,500 a month that will be coming in up the 9.1%. So if you just took, you look at the water basin covers at 53,000, there's 17 months just to get enough. Well, we can do 10% out of that.
So in the budget, there's not any monies in there for improvements?
We have contingency.
We listed a couple projects, but the projects were for the impoundment and then towards the tie line with Hillsboro. Okay. What was in the budget?
I think I worked on my numbers this morning. I'm going to say we're about another $1,000. Of course, it's July water use, so it'll be less winter time than for our district. So I'm not sure what the rest of it.
So we're, like I said, just to do the water basin covers, we're probably a year out in collecting before we have money just to do that project.
And that's why my thought was you have to get rid of some of these low hanging fruit projects. Then we can take that money and start to evolve it into some of the larger projects.
Because otherwise you're never going to get
it. Yeah. Never get list. To 3 million.
So where's the impound project going to come in our list of projects?
Well,
that hasn't been added to the CIP yet. It was recommended to in the council.
We have to understand if it's a viable project first, and that's what we're studying now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to get the study back, Paul, and AKS is working on that. We should have that hopefully next month, maybe.
Okay.
And then we'll know if it's possible, then we can move it to the CIP list. Until we get it there, we're kind of can't move forward on it yet.
Okay, I got you.
There's a few things that need to be added to the CIP list. Not to get too far off track, but going back to last year, roughly last year around this time, when we had the issue with the valve up off the bomb, and we had to isolate three blocks and ended up isolating the school. That's one of them, because what we found is a lot of these valves
have never been turned,
never been exercised. That's one problem. And then a lot of them, for some odd reason, I think some of the people that own this end of town here are struggling with pressures. You have an 8-inch valve in there, but it's necked down to a 6.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just not having the correct valves in the right areas. That's another thing that we're going to, you know, we're going to have to go through Highway 240 in Maine and correct those issues. And it's pretty substantial. And we found some on Larch that don't work. I mean, there's a lot that haven't been exercised that we're finding problems or just need to be done. I don't want to get too far off track, but I did find a company that does like an inserta valve. So we don't have water loss. We don't have to shut anything down. It's just kind of like a tap system. And you put this valve in, and right there you have a new valve. You
know? Can they take the old one out?
Awesome. Yeah, you can do a whole inserta valve and get rid of it.
We've done a few of those recently, Jason.
What's that, John?
We've done a few of those inserta valves.
What do you think of those? Because we haven't seen them.
They're effective.
Yeah.
They do the job.
Thanks. It's good to hear.
The installer is very critical. We had one where the installer came out with the wrong template and cut a hole too big in the pipe and the valve didn't work.
Yikes.
It could be a problem.
It didn't create a leak. It just wasn't effective in being a valve at that point. So we had became a lot bigger issue to deal with. But you get the right contractor on it, it works well.
So anyways, CIP, I just want that 9.1% from this point on going towards these projects, not just sitting.
Not just going off into nowhere.
Exactly. Like, I want the community to feel like, hey, our dollar is going to improve our infrastructure, not just sitting there or being shuffled around in places that it shouldn't
be. I could see it if we did kind of like the, like they do for these different fundraising events. They got the old
thermometer.
You know, if you just kind of track, you know, once we reach this dollar amount, this project's getting done. You know, we could kind of.
And your project dollars are going to change, so that's going to be part of your.
Yeah, program. I mean.
Is there any way to take Richard Harris' name off these things? I mean, I'm just asking because he's no longer associated with the
city.
And I realize it was done when he was here, but I think
I need to do an update.
Yeah. I didn't see Richard the other in July, but I hadn't seen him for a long time.
So I have a question. So Jason, because you're out there every day, you see what is and is not working. Could you take your list
of priorities, whatever those vowels are that you were just talking about, and update this list with what you feel your the priorities are that you see on a daily basis, and then bring it to everybody and say, this is,
I mean,
you're the one that sees it every day.
And that list may change from year to year, depending on what goes on. So, I mean, it's just a...
It could change overnight. I mean, you could have a major blowout between here and the treatment plant. And
I mean, to be quite honest, I mean, most of these are pretty on par with what our infrastructure needs. They're pretty massive projects, obviously, they can see, but that's your wish list, right? That's your CIP list. But I could do that. Once we scratch one and one's complete, and there's several in here that have been completed, we can add to that. I don't see any issues with that at all.
But I mean, so I'm going to give you an example. So we have worked on our house for multiple years on the inside and all that. So we took the smaller projects that we could afford, and we got them done. And then we moved on, you know, we saved a little bit along the way and moved on to the next project and the next and the next. And it took us a while, but we got it done. So I guess in my mind, that's what I'm thinking. If there's money for things that could be done right now that would be on that priority list, you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean. I mean, we can add to that list or add to this list.
You can make a Jason list.
We can make a Jason list, yeah. I mean, we can make this whatever we want it to be.
And I, hopefully when they get a new city administrator and they do their budget, you would see this come out a little bit better. That there would be money set aside for, you know, it could be that, you know, you take the 9.1% and maybe in 6 months, with whatever's in the budget, you could knock that out in 6 months instead of a year, or some of these other ones, whatever's on that list.
It's obvious that these bigger ones, like the transmission line from treatment plant to the reservoirs, are going to be a loan deal, a grant loan combination, or whatever you do. So,
and I think those, you know, if we could get dialed in exactly what you need to do, how it needs to be done, get the surveys from AKS, then we can start matching grant opportunities up with those projects and moving forward.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that was another part of, you know, increasing our rates so that we can actually have that contingency there to support that 20%, 40% matching, you know, so the SDCs, so on and so forth.
So, Jason, are we still moving along with replacing the meters?
Yeah, we actually got all of Route 3 done today.
Oops. So okay, great.
With the meter replacement.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to cost people more money. No. I'm going to raise your revenue.
Yes.
I wonder if Kim can track some of that. It'd be interesting to see.
It would be. Yeah.
That's what they're, yeah.
How many more meters you got left to go?
I mean, it's a big number. But we're, you know, we're done with Route 4, we're done with Route 3. Now we're starting to move into town and do Routes 2 as our next one. So we rented a Vactor, tow behind Vactor, Ipswich last week, and did all of Route 1 and all of Route 3, or all of Route 2 and all of Route 3. So they're easy to replace. It's more or less just chugging along, man. It's, you know,
fitting in like they should.
Not always. Not That's always. Why it's kind of slow going. It's, you think it would be just a unscrew replace, but it's finicky in some of them, you know.
I talked to Brian King about doing ours. He did some requests.
That's right.
And he said some of them fit in, some of them they set aside for another day.
Oh, yeah.
They had to shut things off.
Right, so. Yeah. But no, we're doing pretty good, Paul.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
So do we have any recommendations? I think a lot of this stuff is just...
Well, I hate to put this on OAWU, but I mean, according to them, I mean, why I kind of built this game plan was, hey, you take your, I mean, let's use, for example, the basin covers. That's a doable project. You know, it's 20% SDC fundable. It's 42,000. Our overall cost, it looks like, is, you know, 10.6. I mean, that's a feasible project. Let's get that done.
Yeah.
Let's knock it out, scratch it off there. And then all of a sudden, that money rolls towards, you know, your large place water improvements. Then we get that one done. And then now we have combined two of those projects are done. Then we start with the next one, so on and so forth. It's almost how you paid that off, right? It's
just, yeah, just
keep working at it.
Yeah, you just keep chipping away the little ones, and then we'll work our way towards the big ones.
Well, and then, like I said, when it comes to budget time, you can look and see if you're close and need an extra 10,000. Maybe there's 10,000 in the water budget too.
The biggest thing for me, Brian, and everybody on this board, is I want Public Works to be held accountable for that 9.1% increase. Mm-hmm. I want the projects, and I want the community to say, we're willing to pay it as long as we see the progress. And we have a piece of paper here that says, why you have done 11? You know what I mean? And I have to have a justification because we did 14 and 13, and we're working on 11. I mean, I just want accountability from here on out.
Well, you're picking the... yeah.
If we start at the lowest and work more the highest. And...
because if you don't do these lower ones, if you concentrate on these great big ones, you're never going to get these done.
Exactly. Yeah.
So get rid of some projects and get them done.
Yeah. Clean up the list. So we want to set our first project for that water plant basin coverage?
Yeah. I mean, it's a feasible... simple one, you know, it's easy.
That's something you guys can do now.
You know, I talked to Kyle about this. John, if you're still online, is John still there? Okay. So I talked to Kyle, and I guess AKS was working with Bernie at the time for these basin covers, and I don't know whom dropped the ball, but I think we can pick up wherever they left off and get it done. I don't see any problem with that.
That would even help in some of your evaporation.
Yeah, I wonder. One thing that Kyle did bring up a good point, and this is something I got to get with Sharon about, is once we get the new filter media in there, progressively going after the basin covers, because at this point you just be covering old hat to, you know, it's like kind of throwaways. So let's get the filter media replaced first, and then we'll get the basin covers.
Is everybody on board good?
I think that the public, as long as you're able to show that 9.1% is fixing projects and not paying salaries.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to have issues.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
But you got to be able to say, this is what we brought in, this is what we've done with it, and got to be able to track.
Exactly.
We do have a hand raised from one of the attendees. Are you taking questions?
Sure. We'll bring and take it.
Yeah, Robert. Hey, well, sorry, I was going to call you Chief. My mistake. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Say, Rick, I don't usually attend this way, but I ran out of time and I was doing things around the house. But I noticed Jason said he was still repairing meters. Can you give me an idea as to, I know you've been diligently working on it. Is that fund for those meters coming out of the previous budget, or I should say the budget that we assigned this year, or is it coming out of the additional 9.1%?
It's coming out of the budget that we have for this year.
And do you have enough budget to replace all the meters?
Not all the meters, Robert. There's no way. That's a huge, huge undertaking.
Yes. Yeah.
And staff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just taking small bites.
But right.
Like you said, we're diligently taking small bites.
Yeah. Yes. And so you think the water plant basin covers is a good start to show for that 9.1%?
What I'm suggesting is we start to chew away at the low-hanging fruit. Because if we can't start getting these low-end projects done, there's no way to start at the high-end projects.
Yes. Well, I also agree with Patty and what she said. You know, you got to start someplace. Even if it is the lowest number, you might as well just start eking it out. So I do agree with that concept and would definitely support that issue. So I was just curious about the meter issue, whether or not there was enough funds to cover all that, not knowing how many, what is there, 552 meters in the city?
Yeah, there's, like I said, we're slowly, diligently taking bites out of the meters.
So 552, and they're what, 350 a pop?
Correct.
That's $193,200 bucks. So,
correct.
Yeah, that is a chunk of change for sure. Mm-hmm. At the rate that you're going, how many do you think you'll complete by the end of, let's say, this budget?
I would say 50 to 60.
So it's a 10-year project.
Yeah,
which in all reality is not bad, because then you don't have all your meters old at the same time.
I didn't think about that aspect. That's actually
Rotating. I mean, that, I used to do that with turnouts, because you can't, you don't want all of them come and do at the same time. Then you got to come up with $200,000 or $300,000 at one pop.
Right.
Yeah, and is it too early, Jason, to find out what the new meters have captured in lost water that you've replaced?
I don't think it'd be too early, because we've had Route 4 done for a while, so that's something. Well. That's, yeah, even Route 3, you could probably ask Ken. She'd have a better idea of that.
So maybe by next water advisory meeting, you can get together with the staff to find out how much you have gained and lost water since those meters have been replaced. And you could basically present that as another gaining factor of revenue.
Yeah, I can't speak for Kim as far as her timeline to help out with that, but I can definitely do my due diligence to look into it and see if we can come up with that.
Yeah, because that would be another feather in your cap. You could say to the citizens that, you know, hey, with the meter replacement, we've been capturing, let's say, 5, 7, 8% of lost water that we weren't capturing before, and that increases our revenue by X amount of dollars.
No, that's a great idea, Rob.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Patty.
Yeah. So as far as updating the residents as to, you know, what's going to happen with the 9.1%, you know, the normal everyday person that doesn't come to these meetings, they're going to not have a clue as to what that rate increase is for. And I don't know anything about the website, how to do it, how to update it. But is there a way that it can be, this is what our 9.1% is going to this year, or these are the two projects, or whatever the case may be, so that they have some idea, like Kathy said, it's not going to go to pay raises. It's going to go to fixing the issues that we have in town. Because I know before I start coming to these, I would not have had a clue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than open to sharing the CIP list with the community. Yeah. I've been doing, you know, kind of a gauge of,
hey, you clean it up first, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be nice to get a nice format up there, but also maybe for now show what was on there and on this original report in 2018, what's been done, so people can see that there was actually something done off of it, not just
a little bit of info for people to know what the heck's going on.
The transmission line completed December of 2022, whatever. You know, you could redline through it and have a completion date. Water basin covers, projected completion date of December of 2023. You know, this is our goal. It may change, depending on, but as of today, here is our plan. I'll work with the city and see where they're at on the website, see what we can do on.
Does the city of Yen also have a Facebook page or do they do?
I think so. I've never used
it. Well, like they do, I don't know.
It's an informal one. Well, outside.
Petra did one for the city of Yen.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. She did. It was there. I don't know if it's
still
there or not.
Oh, how come it's not on the website that there's a Facebook page?
She just did it the last month or two she was here.
Really?
But I don't know if it's still.
I mean, I don't get in there and do it, so it's
still there.
I'd rather just go to the website and read whatever it is without.
That would be something that.
There's nothing really on the Facebook page. It's pretty sparse.
Yeah, they haven't done nothing. I do know the city is going out for a new city administrator.
Yeah.
So hopefully when they get somebody there, they can work on getting that updated and going.
Yeah, they're in July.
Yeah.
That's the last posting.
So. But I think we'll work with city and try and get this up on the website. We'll try and get the first part may get redesigned this format a little bit so we show what was. And I don't know if we do priority numbers. I think that's kind of.
Yeah, it holds us. I mean,
almost tries to hold you accountable to a certain extent, but in all reality, you should be able to make the decision.
Yeah.
As to what is a priority, what you deal with every day.
There, and you never know. You could come up with a grant at any time for a project that's maybe down at 10. But now you've got the funding, you can move up. So I think take the priority off of it.
Yeah.
Our goal is going to start at the lowest and work to the highest.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
Yep, sounds good.
Anything else? I don't think we really have any recommendations for council. I mean, Facebook webpage, getting that up, but I think we're limited until they see where they're at on their city administrator.
Touch on the valves. There's a lot of valves out there that are either A, unoperable, or B, in some serious need of maintenance and care. Hydrants have been another factor, as I've been communicating that back to you when you were fire chief, but we've ran probably into about three of them that were busted, broken, not working. That's something we continue. We fixed them all. So they are, everyone that we've touched is working and operational.
Are they working and operational for today's trucks or yesterday's trucks?
You know what? I don't know how the fire department makes that connection. I thought they were all put in to be universal for whatever you guys
have. Well, there's
the pumping factor, right?
Well, it's a lot of the new ones have stores fittings on the steamer port. I know there's one or two up at the school that never got those put on. School was supposed to do that. That was part of it. I know at one time the city bought a bunch of those and we strategically placed them in the key hydrants. Probably something that should be reviewed.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of it was low. A lot of the hydrants were low flow. And that's just mainly increasing the supply line to town and then the piping in town.
So is the fire hydrant out at Fruitdale still feasible to have gone to pump water filling up trucks?
The new one.
Is that a new one out
there now? There's a new one. I don't know what the
flow is on it.
I don't know what the flow is on it. One time I did have that flow tested many years ago, and it was 534 gallons a minute.
Because the hydrant's been updated, but still line size is still the same.
Line is still the same.
That's what we, our district, we have the fire hydrants out there, supposedly, but I know LA went and removed all theirs. We were kind of told that once you put them in, you really need to leave them there. But I'm thinking for our district, because you're never going to hook onto it. I mean, you'll sever a line inside out.
Yeah, so 4 inch you're not going to get maybe 300 gallons a minute.
Yeah, and that's what we have, the one standpipe where you could actually put a fire hose on it and turn it on type of deal. But, you know, it's, again, it's coming when you drain out the reservoirs of 3,000 gallons. It's pretty much so.
Yeah, I mean, so you figure 3,000 gallons, that's, you know, take district's tender, that's a 3,000 gallon.
Brand. Yeah, no, that's the, I don't, you know, LA, I would like to have been in the room when they voted or what they did, but theirs, they didn't fall out.
Yeah. I think it was line maintenance, and I think it had a lot to do with maintenance. And mm-hmm.
That's what I was
talking about. So when insurance companies find out, there's a lot of fire records out there.
It's going to raise everybody's fire insurance.
Ours was trying, they were trying to double ours. We had different insurance agents, person thing, kind of off subject here, but they tried to put us out of over the 5 mile factor, and it was twice for our house insurance. And I said, I mean, you can Google the people, it's 3.1 miles or something. I mean, it's not. And from this front door of this fire department, it's like 2.9. You know, and then they did the same thing to the barns down here at the shop. They tried to do the same thing. And I said, you guys need to pull your head out.
Well, and they kind of subject, look at, you've got a dry hydrant just across the street. There's 100,000 gallons mm-hmm. right across the street.
Yeah, all from
the wineries.
And technically, we have a hydrant factor at our place, but again, it's only as good as the water that's in there.
Yeah, the flow. So.
Yeah.
But the dry hydrants around out in the world is where it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, kind of something.
Yeah,
anything else? For...
I think we're doing great. We've got actually some stuff happening now after we've been doing this for how long?
Taking us a year.
Yeah, so.
I think once we get the water rates and. Some of that stuff, we can get that out. But I said, I'll talk with the city about the website, see what we can do as far as adding this.
Yeah.
Maybe put a public works
something
page or something so that
that'd be nice.
You want to know what's going on in public works, here's the game plan, here's what's.
Yeah, I mean, I even had questions about, you know, shutting down the roads, you know, like all of.
I said, if the.
It'd be nice to have a way to communicate.
If you had the Facebook page going, I mean, a lot of stuff gets shared pretty rapidly across that. Update that. You know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people look at Facebook, but not everybody does. But, you know, that and your website or whatever, if you get. Newsflash, I don't know how you.
Yeah, it sure would be nice because from a public works standpoint, we're progressively like doing a lot, you know, but there'll be like, say the sign being down, people don't know it's getting repainted and Right. Yeah, like, are these guys gonna replace this thing? I can only imagine, you know, and it's just like, well, yeah, but we're getting it all done new because it's off, and then we're gonna go replace instead of just throw it back up there. So yeah, I wish I could communicate that to more people out there. I'm just not, you know, I don't control the website or I don't really get involved. I just, you know, we're all busy in our day-to-day stuff that is like,
it's simple communication stuff that's hard to deal with, even with our stuff out there. So I could have put up something, if I had something that says water leak 240 in the Amiel Road, we know it's there, it's getting fixed. Stop calling. But you know, but and then like I have Wednesday the 30th, they're testing my backflow valve, so they're going to shut the water off for a while. So you know, you know, so hopefully they're doing it while I'm down here and I don't take phone calls. But so they all notice as soon as that water's not there.
Yeah.
I try not to do it in the mornings when people are getting ready to work. We try to do it in the middle of the day, maybe. But yeah, so it would be nice to have some simple way to communicate in today's world. I mean, I have email. I guess I can send them all.
I'd like to make a comment again.
Yeah, Robert.
Jason, are you familiar with Pam, who runs the Yamhill Town Community website?
I am, yeah. I should.
Pam Kearse, if you got in touch with her with a brief, hey, our sign is being repaired and repainted before we put it up, it would get to about 1,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, you're 110% right, Robert. That's on me. But yeah, I mean, that's a great avenue to.
And it would only take you just either a quick email or a quick phone call, and word spreads fast.
Sure does. No, you're right. You're exactly right.
So if you don't have access to the city website, you can go that route. And now that I know where the sign went, I would post that on YNA's website too.
I appreciate that, Robert.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
All right. Anything we want?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kathy.
I don't know. The water meter thing is a.
Well, sounds like you're heading the right direction.
I'm just trying to figure out the best. I'm going to try to talk to the guy that came out and bring back water and light and see those old water meters, just making sure we're not picking up a meter that's.
Yeah, you know, one thing I threw this at Kyle, we haven't talked about it with really anybody, even the mayor, is like, say, West Yamhill are your guys' selves. If you guys go to those Canstro, I don't know why we can't just pick up, put you guys in our system.
And read them. Yeah, I know.
Because that would be so quick. We could just make another route. Because Kyle can do these ones in like, I mean, he's done two routes, you know, hour and a half, an hour. And you're just driving.
Yeah.
And save you guys that $3,000.
Yeah, and so that, you know, so we're not, you know, and then Brian and Keith, they don't know, you know, time-wise, they don't have time this year to get them in anyway, but we